TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to How to Be a Better Human. I'm your host, Chris Duffy. And this is our last episode of season one. We wanted to wrap up the first year of our show by looking back a little bit. And it has been a strange time to be making a podcast. It has been a strange time to be a human. Sometimes recording these episodes in a room alone in my house, it has felt hard to believe that other people actually hear the show at all. And yet you do. I know that I speak for everyone who makes this show when I say that we are all so appreciative to you for listening, and we are all genuinely blown away by the support and enthusiasm and the thoughtful engagement that people all over the world have made with our show. So, for our final episode of the year, we asked you what stood out. And here are the top moments of How to Be a Better Human, according to you, the listeners. We got your feedback through surveys, through reviews, through emails, and through social media. And all of our guests had insights and lessons to take away. But the majority of folks on our social media said that their favorite episode on mental health was with psychologist Guy Winch.
One of the things that I talk about that I think is really interesting is that when a lot of people are giving advice about what you should do in a certain situation, right? Go and have the confrontation, go and have the discussion, go and change the habit. It is actually really, 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 really difficult. You have to put yourself through significant emotional discomfort often to do the healthier thing than the unhealthier thing emotionally. Mm. It's much less comfortable. It's very uncomfortable for someone who's lonely to go to put themselves out there and be vulnerable, as we're saying you need to be. It is extremely uncomfortable and it feels risky. And people don't let other people know that it's going to be really difficult. This is going to be uncomfortable. This is going to freak you out at first. This is going to make you feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? Or this is the wrong thing, or I did the wrong thing. And if you don't know that, then you'll stop doing it and think you are doing something wrong. Or if you don't know that it's going to be painful and feel very risky and you're going to have moments in which you feel, why did I do this? Then you will run away when you experience them, as opposed to, oh yeah, I knew this was coming. Now I'll just take a deep breath and stay.
For Lumono from Lusaka, Zambia, it was George Blair West who really gave them something to think about. Lumono said, as I came out of a relationship with who in the back of my mind I thought was going to be the one, I began to realize that our relationship was still of incredible value, and I hope to take the value I found in building relationships with me for the rest of my life. And here's a clip from George's episode.
I'm a romantic. I kind of like the spiritual element of this idea, but what I find is that there are special people who come into our lives, but I don't think we have to marry them. You know, often we have intense relationships with people. We have this sense that there's some kind of metaphysical connection with them. But I don't think that has anything to do with having to spend the rest of your life with them. I think people come into our lives to teach us very important lessons and very important experiences. But there is no reason at all why that has to turn into who you spend the rest of your life with. There's also this other element to it, which is we can fall in love with lots of different people. We've got that capacity. And it's out of that group of people that we fall in love with that we want to choose who we've got the best chance of having a rewarding lifelong relationship with. I'm going to suggest that love is built around two things. The feeling of being accepted by a partner who knows you despite your shortcomings. And secondly, a commitment to personal growth in the other person as well as in yourself. And I'd like to sort of pull that apart if we can. You have to trust that if I share something with you that makes me vulnerable, that you will not use that to hurt me later on. You will not disclose that to other people inappropriately, that you will keep my secrets, basically. Mm. So that's the trust element. And with that bit of trust, and we only have one way to test that, which is to start to put our toe in the water and see what happens. So then we get vulnerable and we share something that is something that we're anxious about, people knowing about us. And then the intimacy, which is the third part of this triad, then starts to build as we realize that our partner is still going to care about us despite declaring our vulnerabilities and our shortcomings. Mm. So that's the beginning of the first half of the way I would redefine love. You know, it's this, the feeling of love that a long-term relationship is built on is a feeling of acceptance.
We're going to have more listener-selected highlights in just a moment. But first, a quick ad break. How to Be a Better Human is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With an intense White House battle ahead, we need a better conversation about the latest, biggest election of our lives. Pod Save America, hosted by former Obama aides Jon Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tommy Vietor, cuts through the noise to break down the week's news and help you figure out what matters and how you can help. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, Pod Save America is breaking down the political news that makes us laugh, cry, and scream into the void. Make sure to check out new episodes of Pod Save America on your favorite podcast platform or on their YouTube channel now. And we are back. For listener Maria from Barcelona, Celeste Headlee's experiences as an interviewer held big insights. Maria said that Celeste's episode helped her to think about how to have better conversations, and that the episode inspired her to improve the way that she talks to people. Here's a clip from that episode with Celeste Headlee.
You know, there's a number of ways you can improve your listening. One of the things, you know, when I do workshops, I have people play games all the time. But one of them is to start your sentence with the last word somebody used. So if I were, the last word I used was used, you would say, used. Well, that kind of, blah, 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 and you'd go on. It obviously doesn't lead to particularly smooth conversation, but as an exercise, it does get you into that habit of constantly tuning back in because you're waiting. The other thing is that when you're listening to somebody else talk, listen for the meaning of what they're saying. Be constantly asking yourself, occupy your brain so that it doesn't tootle off. Occupy your brain in listening as though you had to then give an essay report on this is the meaning of this poem, of this spoken word poem, right? Listening for the underlying meaning of what they're saying really helps you to stay tuned in. You know, one of the other principles that I talk about in the TED talk is open-ended questions. I explained that in journalism, the rule is that if you put in a complicated question, you're going to get a simple answer out. And you don't want the simple answer, right? So you put in a simple question and that gets you the complicated answer. So get good at asking short, open-ended questions, not, oh my God, you're in Texas. I heard that everybody's power was out forever. It looked horrifying. You know, I'm so sorry for you. Are you terrified? Right? Then you're going to get either, yes, I was terrified, or no, I wasn't. But if you say, what was that like? What has happened over the past 20 hours? What do you need? Very brief, short questions. Then you will actually get more detailed answers from them.
So when I tell people about our show, I always emphasize that the show is called How to Be a Better Human, but I am not the better human of the title. I am just a person who is trying to figure out how to be a little bit better. And I love that you, as listeners, are trying to do that right along with me. Jen, a listener in Glasgow, says, I am currently trying to be a better human by approaching those I disagree with and trying to understand their viewpoint. Even if I struggle with or continue to disagree with them, at least I will understand where they're coming from. Okay, and it's not just our listeners, it's also the guests on our show. Despite having a wealth of insight and being experts themselves, our guests are also trying to be better humans too, like my friend, poet Sarah Kay.
I think right now I am trying to remember that we are still living through a global pandemic, and it is hard and traumatic in ways we cannot even wrap our minds around yet. And there was a long period of time where I found myself showing myself compassion that I had never had before, where I would go, oh man, I'm not writing enough, or I missed all those emails. And then I would go, Sarah, that's okay. Like, look at all this stuff that's happening. Like, take it easy. Everyone's behind on emails. Like, it's okay that you're not being productive right now. Go easy on yourself. And it shouldn't have taken a global pandemic for me to be able to show myself that compassion. And so I'm hoping that the world gets safer and healthier for everyone, but I'm hoping to not throw that compassion out the window as the world does get hopefully safer.
Thank you to all of our guests for coming on the show and for delivering the amazing talks that have inspired each and every one of these episodes. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will hear more about how we found these ideas, and we're going to share an update on what is next for How to Be a Better Human. So do not go anywhere.
This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply.
And we are back. Okay, so I mentioned before the break that all of our guests have given insightful, thought-provoking talks that inspired us to speak with them on the show. Most of those talks were actually a collaboration with TEDx, a global network of volunteers who produce live events for their local communities. That's how we were able to talk with people from events as far-flung as Taiwan and Munich to Brisbane and Boston. And here is one of our previous guests, Duanita Mosby-Tyler, talking about her experience speaking at TEDx Mile High in Denver, Colorado.
I felt like I was speaking from my heart and my experiences, and that I was very disconnected from how they would be landing on other people. I was really focused on the experiences themselves. And any applause that I got was stunning for me. Absolutely stunning for me that it landed with people in a way that they could receive. And it's just a moment that I will never forget. I know you know this, that when you have grown up in the way that I grew up in segregation in the South, and you fast forward from that moment where you weren't even allowed in a building because you were Black, to a moment on a TEDx stage where you're getting applause for telling those very stories, it's surreal and stunning and life-changing. And I think I am forever changed because of that moment.
So with that said, I want to say one more really big thank you to the TEDx organizers and the curators who helped us find these ideas and our guests, helping us to put together this show and be a little bit better. Thank you so much. And of course, another big thank you to you all for listening and for all the kind words that you have shared with us about the show. One listener wrote, "My only complaint is that there aren't 100 episodes yet for me to binge," which that is such a nice thing for you to say. And also feels like a good time for me to tell you that the show is going to be back for another season in 2022. So you may very well get your wish. And in the meantime, we would love for you to keep giving us feedback on the show. We would love to hear what you like, what you'd like to see more of, and what topics we should cover in season two. This show is put together by Abhimanyu Das, Daniela Balarezo, Frederica Elizabeth Yosefov, Ann Powers, and Karen Newman from TED, and from PRX Productions. How to Be a Better Human is brought to you by Jocelyn Gonzalez, Pedro Rafael Rosado, and Sandra Lopez Monsalve. I am your host, Chris Duffy, and that is a wrap on season one of How to Be a Better Human. Support for How to Be a Better Human comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or you just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switch to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/betterhuman. That's odoo.com/betterhuman. Odoo, modern management made simple.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.